How about the Raptors, though, in this top of the third, sending all nine to the plate, getting an RBI double from Grayson Schaefer, an RBI single from Chris Arroyo, and a three-run big fly off the bat of Trotter Boston, his fifth of the season, his first away from Winter Field. 1-2 pitch, another one fouled straight back by Sundgren. Six runs on eight hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, two hits and an error for La Crosse. Raptors got the scoring started in the first. A solo home run from Aiden Teal, his fourth of the season. After Sundgren, it is Elijah Ekes, the third baseman on deck, top of the order with Matt Mura to follow. 2-2, missing up and in. Count drawn full here on Sundgren. Another road battle for the Raptors. Only had two home games in the last 8 days or so as the next delivery hit in the air right field. Chris Arroyo ranging to his left right near the Raptor bullpen, staying in fair territory to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Thornton faced the minimum back in the second inning. Dre, seven-pitch walk to lead off the frame, generated a 6-3 double play ball off the bat of Ian Collier. One bat later, Derek Mitchell flew out to left to retire the side. Elijah Ekes hit ninth an evening ago at Winter Field as well. He takes a first pitch up and in from Thornton for ball one. Ekes was the logger shortstop last night, went 0-for-4. Shifted over to third base here tonight. The 1-0. Off-speed delivery, missing low and outside. Two balls, no strikes here on the Hawaii product. As Ekes' college teammate Matt Mura in the on-deck circle. The 2-0. Fastball right in there from Thornton for a called strike. So because the Raptors sent all nine to the plate, they'll be sending the same hitters to lead off the fourth as they did an inning ago. 2-3-4, Teal, Degatti, and Arroyo. Good combination for Kirk Schreider to have up in the box. 2-1 breaking ball from Thornton works its way on the inside corner. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Action in the La Crosse bullpen. Another right-hander throwing. Ozzie Martinez got the start, was the opener tonight for Josh Fry's Loggers. One inning of work for Martinez, the last two going to Andrew Regner. The 2-2 pitch, another slider from Thornton missing inside, a full count drawn here from Ekes. As Thornton, we'll see who comes after him. Three arms used last night for Wisconsin Rapids, four innings each for Bryson Moore and Kyler McIntosh. Nick Perry got the ninth. The 3-2, fouled straight back by Ekes, staying alive. Count remains 3-2. Raptors looking to even up their overall record on the season at 500 with a win tonight. They'd be 26-26 going into the All-Star break. They'd also be three games above 500 in the second half at 11-8. It'd also be three wins in a row for the Raptors. After splitting the home-and-home with Wausau Thursday, Friday, they'd sweep this home-and-home if they can hold on to win it here tonight. The next 3-2. Hit on the ground over to short. Tracer Lopez allows it to come to him, gathers and throws to first in time. It's a 6-3 put out, two up, two down here in the third inning.
All right, Ruben, who's next?
Matt Mura singled to lead off the ballgame offensively for La Crosse in the first. Was picked off, leaning off second, though, from the Raptor catcher Gabe Casso. Mura in last night's game reached three times for La Crosse on an error in the first inning from Trotter Boston and scored. Singled in the seventh to a five-pitch walk in the ninth. Thornton starts him off with a breaking ball that misses high and inside. Is the shortstop R.J. Hamilton on deck, Case Sanderson to follow. Thornton set. First base side of the rubber remaining, the 1-0. Another one hit on the ground over to short. Lopez charging in, and he'll throw it first in time. It is a 1-2-3, bottom of the third inning for Maddox Thornton. We're a third of the way home here at Copeland Park. Raptors 6, Loggers nothing. On 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping...
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame for lacrosse as we enter the top of the fourth inning from Copeland Park. Raptors 6, Loggers nothing. 8 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 2 hits and an error for lacrosse. Andy Ockham back here in the broadcast booth on WFHR. Thanking you so much, as always, for spending your Sunday night here with us. It's the 6'8 right-hander from Queens University of Charlotte in St. Charles, Illinois, Isaac Kopelchek entering the ballgame. 2 innings of work for Andrew Regner out of the lacrosse stable. 6 hits allowed, 5 earned runs, no walks, no punch-outs on 44 pitches. 2-3-4 due up in this inning for Wisconsin Rapids. The first pitch from Kopelchek to Aiden Teal. Misses downstairs for ball one. Raptors one in the first. That was on Teal's solo home run. They added 5 in the third. RBI single from Chris Arroyo, an RBI double from Grayson Schaefer, and a 3-run home run off the bat of Trotter Boston. The 1-0 delivery, ripped back up the middle, off the glove of Kopelchek. Diving out is the second baseman Anderson, but he can just keep it in front of him. It'll be an infield single for Aiden Teal. Another fantastic game put together here from the Raptors center fielder. They got some good speed on the bases to lead off the fourth. Jorge Degatti's also reached in both of his trips to the plate. In this ballgame, Degatti singling in the first, reaching on an error and scoring an inning ago. Raptor fans, your place to stay this summer when coming to watch the team from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch from Kopelchek to Degatti, hit on the ground to second. Glove flip, Anderson to second base for one. Hamilton to first in time. That is a 4-6-3 twin killing for the Loggers. Two down, nobody aboard here in the top of the fourth inning. We'll bring up Chris Arroyo, who has reached in both of his plate appearances tonight. Talked about his RBI single an inning ago. He also drew a 5-pitch walk in the first inning. For Kopelchek, this is his fourth game worked in on the season. In 3 appearances, he's 1-1 and 4 1/3 innings pitched. An 8.31 ERA and a 2.08 whip for the 6'8 right-hander. Last worked a third of an inning here at home against Duluth on the 17th. No hits allowed, 4 earned runs, 5 total. Walked 5 to not collect a strikeout, faced 6 hitters. First pitch to Arroyo from the right-hander, misses outside for ball 1. Prior to the third of an inning he pitched, he's got a couple of 2-inning appearances under his belt this summer. 1-0 delivery, once again missing outside. 2 balls, no strikes, the count now. Kopelchek worked 2 innings of 1 hit, scoreless ball on the road at Mayo Field against the Rochester Honkers on July 11th. It was a 12-7 loss for lacrosse. He walked 1 and struck out 2 on the 7 he faced. 2-0 Arroyo, fouled straight back, count now 2-1. First outing in the Northwoods League and of the summer here with lacrosse was 2 shutout frames. He allowed 2 hits against Duluth. You're at home in a 14-9 win on July 9th. No walks and a strikeout facing 8 Husky batters. The 2-1 delivery from Kopelchek to the Raptor right fielder. And on the ground, back up the middle, it's through for a base hit. 2 for 2 in 3 plate appearances this evening is Chris Arroyo. He's reached all 3 times. The Rafters have a 2-out base runner. Grayson Schaefer, 1 for 2, will climb into the right-handed batter's box. Schaefer, an RBI double, scored on that Boston home run an inning ago. He hit into an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play back in the first. Double-digit hits for the Rafters now, that being the 10th knock. Chris Arroyo providing some 2-out juice here for this Rafter lineup. Maddox Thornton, 3 scoreless innings thus far. Yet another second-half start for the Bentonville, Arkansas native. First pitch to Schaefer, misses down on the turf for ball one. Thornton, pretty efficient, too, in his 3 innings of work. 43 pitches thrown for him. He's walked one, and he struck out one. He has faced the minimum in 2 consecutive innings. Worked a 1-2-3 bottom of the third. Schaefer awaiting the 1-0. Kopelchek on the first base side of the rubber. Long pause from him. 5 on the pitch clock. Here it comes. Fastball right on the outer edge in there for a called strike. LaCrosse will send up their 2-3-4 spots when we get to this bottom half of the fourth inning. Hamilton, Sanderson, and Anderson against Thornton. Still working with that 6-run lead at the very least. The 1-1. Arroyo takes off for second. Swing and a miss. Throw down by Collier. Just trying to shade over to the bag. There was Anderson, not able to get to the base. He'll receive that throw just to the left of his runner coming down there in Arroyo. 1-2 the count on Schaefer. He's got a runner in scoring position with 2 away. Top 4 in the final game before the All-Star break of the next 3 days. See some even more roster moves from the Rafters in these 3 days off. It's time called. Kopelchek off the back of the rubber. Schaefer, his final game here with the Rafters. A multi-hit game last night. He's looking for a multi-hit game in game 2 of this home-and-home series to finish off his Rafter tenure on a high note. 1-2 pitch, missing inside. Count now 2 balls and 2 strikes on the right-handed hitting. Nichols State commit. Schaefer putting up some pretty big numbers in his couple of seasons at the College of Southern Idaho before being a part of the BYU program this past spring. The 2-2, and on the hands, fouled off Schaefer, will do it again. It's Boston on deck, Buchanan to follow. Rafters already the third time around their order. Looking at this week, Sunday to Sunday, so a week ago today till now, they split the Michigan trip in each series, 1 win and 1 loss against Kalamazoo and Battle Creek. And they split the Wausau series at 3-3. They're 4-3 in the last 8 games. They're looking to go 5-3 to round out this stretch before the All-Star break. A lot of road action for these Rafters. The next 2-2. Arroyo takes off for third. Another one fouled straight back by Schaefer. As mentioned, the road warrior mantra does not stop just because we're hitting the All-Star break. Wisconsin Rapids, 4 games in 2 days at Lakeshore, Thursday and Friday, and they'll head to Madison Saturday night. But it's a nice stretch to end the regular season. Between the 28th of July, that Sunday, through August 10th, that's Saturday night, 13 games in 14 days, so an off day worked in there next Monday, July 29th, but out of those final 13 games, 9 of them at historic Witter Field. The next 2-2 from Kopelchek to Schaefer, hit in the air right field. Derek Mitchell coming in on it, battling the sun, and makes the catch to retire the side. Rafters collect a couple of hits here in the fourth inning, but are only able to send 4 to the plate and are held off the board. 6-0 Wisconsin Rapids. To the home half we go right here from Copeland Park on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being...
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom four from Copeland Park, Raptors 6, Loggers nothing on WFHR. Andy Ockham returning to you here. Up in the broadcast booth, 2-3-4, due up for lacrosse in this inning against Raptor right-hander Maddox Thornton. First pitch from Thornton to R.J. Hamilton. Misses low and outside for ball one. Hamilton 1-for-1 in the ball game, singled back in the first. Did not play in last night's game between the two clubs at Witter Field. Thornton's 1-0. Elevated fastball that does not find the zone. Count now 2 balls and no strikes. 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs on 2 hits and an error for lacrosse. Raptors getting 1 in the first and 5 in the third. Thornton set pitch 46 of the start coming in here. It's a fastball on the inside corner for a called strike. Maddox a walk and a punch out thus far. After Hamilton, it'll be Case Sanderson and Luke Anderson. The heavy hitters in the lacrosse order. The 2-1. Slider rolled over on the ground to third base. Backhanded to Gotti, running even with the line. The throw to first is in time. It's a nice looking play there from the 2024 Northwoods League All-Star selection, Jorge to Gotti. 5-3 put out is the first out here in this fourth for Ann. And for Thornton now, make that a grand total. 6 batters retired in a row. D.H. Sanderson steps into the left-handed batter's box. Thornton got the best of him, got him down swinging in the first. Maddox starts him off here with a fastball on the outside corner that's called a strike. Raptors will bring 6, 7, 8 to the box. In the top of the fifth when we get there, Boston, Buchanan, and Casso for the second time in this ballgame. The 0-1 on the outer edge called a strike. Slider there from Thornton. It's nothing in 2. Long balls from Teal in Boston in this ballgame. Aiden a solo shot in the first. Trotter, a 3-run jack in the third. The 0-2. Fastball misses high. Count now a ball and 2 strikes. Rapids sent four to the plate in the top half of this inning. Aiden Teal led it off with an infield single, but was wiped off the bags on a 4-6-3 double play hit into by Jorge DeGatti. The 1-2 pitch from Thornton misses out in the right-handed batter's box. Count evens here. Chris Arroyo then came through with a 2-out single, but Grayson Schaefer flew out to right fielder Derek Mitchell to retire the side. Thornton set the payoff pitch. He got him swinging. Sanderson down on strikes for the second time tonight. 2 up, 2 down here in the fourth. Luke Anderson ended the first inning in his first trip to the plate in this ballgame, grounding out to the Raptor second baseman Mason Onati. Anderson, a multi-hit game last night at Witter Field, a couple of doubles, scored the game's first run in the first, doubled as well in the eighth, and reached on an error from Jorge DeGatti in the fifth. Righty-on-righty battle, first pitch from Thornton. Breaking ball, missing inside, nearly hitting Anderson, having to get out of the way of that one. Last time the Raptors were here at Copeland Park, it was the left-hander from UW-Stevens Point, Nick Paulson, that got the start. 3 innings of 2-run ball for Nick. The 1-0 pitch, slider, down and missed. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Three pitchers used so far tonight for La Crosse. Ozzie Martinez as the opener through the first inning and tossed 20 pitches. Allowed an earned run. Andrew Ragnar was responsible for those five earned runs in the third. He tossed two innings tonight. Currently, Isaac Kopelchek, the pitcher of record for La Crosse, as the 1-1 pitch to Anderson fouled away down the first base side. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bases empty. Thornton looking for his second straight 1-2-3 inning. Pitch clock resets, and he's back on the first base side of the rubber. Maddox set, hands at the belt buckle, the 1-2. Hit on the ground, foul down the third base side. After Anderson, it's Zach Wattis, the TCU first baseman in the on-deck circle. Thornton shakes off Caso once. Now make it twice as he comes set. The next 1-2. Slider fouled away again down the third base side on the ground. Second straight week with a 5:05 Sunday night game for the Rafters. The only two 5:05 games they have on a Sunday all season. Last week in Kalamazoo and right here tonight in La Crosse. It's a beautiful night for baseball. It's the next 1-2 fastball missing up and away. Never take these nights for granted, the beautiful weather, especially being a Midwesterner myself. You know, when those winters hit, you wish you had nights like these back again. 2-2 pitch driven in the air center field. It sends Aiden Teal back. He's there in time to make the catch and retire the side. Another 1-2-3 inning for Maddox Thornton in the home half of the fourth. We are through four innings of play at Copeland Park, and it's 6-0 Rafters. Right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top five and another new pitcher into the ballgame for La Crosse. That's the right-hander from Long Beach City College in Long Beach, California, Miles Dismute. One inning of work for Isaac Kopelchek. Two hits allowed, no runs, no walks, no punch-outs on 14 pitches thrown. Dismute, the fourth pitcher into the ballgame for La Crosse. It's 6-0 Rafters here in La Crosse. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, rejoining you here on WFH. Six runs, 10 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No run. 7-8 due up against Dismute here in this inning. That's Trotter Boston. That's Walker Buchanan, and that's Gabe Caso. For Dismute, this will be his fourth appearance of the season in three outings so far, an 0-1 record. 5 2/3 innings pitched, a 12.71 ERA, and a 2.29 whip. Last through 2 2/3 innings here at home in a 11-9 loss against the Duluth Huskies on July 17th. Dismute allowed 2 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, and faced 13 hitters. It's the longest outing of the season so far. The first pitch to Trotter, Boston. This is up and away for ball one. Boston, 2 for 2 in the ballgame, singled in the second, and a 3-run homer that just escaped over the right field wall back in the third inning, his 5th of the season. Dismute out of the windup, the 1-0. Swing and a miss, foul tip back into the glove of Collier, count now 1-1. Maddox Thornton, 4 shutout innings on the hill for Wisconsin Rapids tonight, 59 pitches thrown for the right-hander, his 10th outing of the season. 1-1, breaking ball that Dispute couldn't quite get on top of, misses up and away for ball two. Thank you, as always, for spending your Sunday night with us here on WFHR. Getting ready for the All-Star break as the 2-1 pitch hit on the ground foul down the first base side. Rafters first base coach Tom Zaglowski unable to come up with that one. Count evens 2-2. So if you're doing proper math, which I know could be hard to do sometimes, post-All-Star break, if this is 52 of 70, we have 18 games left. Crazy to think about it. Something I don't like to think about is the 2-2 to Boston is fouled straight back. Time flies when you're having fun. I feel like I say that on every broadcast, but it's been a joy to get to know you Rafter fans this summer, get acclimated with the Rapids area, and learn more about Central Wisconsin and this team, this organization, what it means to the people of Rapids. I know it means a whole lot. The next 2-2. This is up and away. Boston's drawn a full count. This is the 15th season of Rafters baseball and 31st season of Northwoods League play. The Rafters are looking to finish this job tonight and get up to 500 before the All-Star break. They're still in the hunt for a second-half playoff berth as the 3-2 foul back. As we look at the standings, entering tonight's ballgame in the second half, Wausau, who won the first half, leading the way at 14-4. They're a game and a half up on the second place, 13-6, Madison Mallards. Rapids, though, 4 games back. As mentioned, if they win tonight, it's 3 in a row, and they're 10-8. Going to chase down those Woodchucks. Next 3-2, Boston fouls it away. Good fight here from Trotter to begin this fifth inning. Behind the Rafters by half a game at 9-8 are the Green Bay Rockers. Lakeshore, who the Rafters will see 4 times in 2 days out of the break, are 6-10 and 7 out. Chinooks dropping their last 4 ball games. Fond du Lac bringing up the rear at 6-13 and 8.5 out. The next 3-2 from Dismute to Boston. Breaking ball, slow tapper on the ground over to first. Wattis will glove, and Dismute's covering the bag. He's able to hold that throw in on time. 3-1 put out of Boston begins the top of the fifth inning. Walker Buchanan's 1 for 2 this evening, singled back in the second, grounded out to third base in the third inning. Overall in the season out in the Great Lakes West, it's pretty much stuck true to form from what we saw in the first half. Wausau at 40-12. They're 3.5 up on the overall second place Madison Mallards at 37-16. This is where things are interesting for the Rafters. This first pitch fastball from Dismute to Buchanan in there for a called strike. If Wausau wins both halves, it then goes to the best overall record after the Woodchucks on the season. And the Rafters really can't allow it to get to that. They currently sit a handful of games behind Madison in second place. Hot shot off the bat on the 0-1 from Buchanan that hits the glove of Elijah Ikez and trickles out into shallow left field. Buchanan aboard. We'll see how it is scored. Either way, a hard hit ball gets Walker on base for the second time here tonight. And talking about that, the Rafters 25-26 entering today. They're 14.5 back of the Woodchucks. Escape Casso steps into the right-handed batter's box. They're 11 back of Madison in terms of overall record. So Rafters, they want to be in. They got to win the second half outright. The first pitch to Casso, driven in the air center field. Trotting back Mura. He will make the catch for the second out of the frame. We'll go down as a base hit for Walker Buchanan. He's on first with 2 out for Tracer Lopez. Lopez 0-for-2 in the ballgame. A couple of flyouts. A warning track shout in the second inning to right field, and Derek Mitchell flew out to Mura in center field back in the third. Overall, then, behind the Rafters, 17.5 out in fourth place, the 23-30 Green Bay Rockers. Lakeshore at 21-29 are 18 back of the Woodchucks, and at 21 back in last place are the 19-33 Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. First pitch to Tracer Lopez, misses down the turf, blocked by Collier. Count begins 1-0. Looking at the Great Plains East in terms of second half standings, obviously the La Crosse Loggers wrapping up the first half is currently led by the Thunder Bay Border Cats at 12-7. They're a game and a half up on the second place 10-8 Duluth Huskies. Dismute set the 1-0. Breaking ball, missing up and away. Two balls, no strikes. The count now. Rochester in third place, 9-8, two back. They've lost their last five at the Honkers. But with Rochester, they went 12-24 in the entire first half. 17 games into the second half, they have nine wins. 9-10 in fourth place of the Waterloo Bucks, three back of Thunder Bay, and they've won their last three. Is the 2-0 to Lopez. Breaking ball, missing low and outside. Count now, three balls and no strikes. Behind Waterloo at 8-9 and three back are the Eau Claire Express. 5.5 out and second to last are these Loggers at 6-12, but they won the first half, so they're all locked into their playoff spot. The 3-0. Lopez takes that fastball for a called strike. Minnesota, the 36-game traveling team of the Northwoods League, 1-6 in the second half, five back of first place. Three balls, one strike the count on Lopez. Buchanan on first after collecting his second hit of the ball game. A one-out, hot smash single off the glove of the third baseman Elijah Ekes. See a pickoff move over to first, checking in on Buchanan prior to the 3-1. Left-hander warming up in the La Crosse bullpen would be the fifth arm to be inserted into the ballgame for Josh Fry here tonight. Dismute set, the 3-1. Fouled straight back to the netting by Lopez. Count is now full on the Rafter shortstop. 3-2, two outs. Buchanan will be motoring on the pitch. Lopez is going to look for a delivery to drive here, but he's going to go after anything close. The 3-2 from the right-hander. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Lopez down on strikes to retire the side. Dismute works a scoreless fifth inning, facing one over the minimum. We head to the home half, due up for La Crosse 5-6-7. When we return from Copeland Park, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because...
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Mac Mabry enters the ball game, bottom of the fifth inning from Copeland Park, 6-0 Rafters against the La Crosse Loggers on this Sunday night. Andy Ockermey joining you here in the broadcast booth on WFHR, your one-stop shop for all 70 Raptor games this summer. Mabry gets the 5-6-7 spots in the La Crosse order. First pitch to Zach Wattis, fouled away down the third base side. Wattis, looking for his first at-bat of the ballgame, drew a 7-pitch walk to lead off the second inning. Mabry, 5 appearances on the season as the 0-1 breaking ball misses inside. A 1-1 record for Mack in 5 innings pitched. ERA up there, allowing 14 earned runs in his 5 innings. A whip at 4. Tough outing his last time out 10 days ago at home against Wausau in that doubleheader. 2/3 of an inning, 4 hits allowed, 8 runs, 5 earned, 3 walks and a strikeout facing 10 Woodchuck batters. 1-1 pitch barreled in the air center field, sending Aiden Teal back out in front of the wall. It's going to hit the fence. Wattis on his horse. He'll get into second standing. It is a leadoff double here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer when coming in from out of town to watch the team is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Ian Collier, 0-for-1, a 6-3 double play. Back in the second inning, Maddox Thornton's line is complete. 4 innings of work for the right-hander out of Texas A&M Corpus Christi in his 10th outing of the season. 2 hits allowed, a walk and 2 punch-outs on 59 pitches. Lacrosse threatening to score their first run in the ballgame. The first pitch to the right-handed hitting Collier is a fastball that catches the top of the zone for a called strike. Mabry's first outing with the team back at home on the 21st of June against the Madison Mallards. An 8-7 win. Mack worked a frame, allowed a hit, and 2 earned runs. Walked 1 and struck out 2 on the 6 that he faced. This right here is his 41st batter face of the summer. The 0-1. Runner takes off for third. This breaking ball is in there for a called strike. There will be no throw down. Zach Wattis advances an extra 90 feet. Collier from Texas State. A 250 hitter entering today's game in 8 games. 8 hits, 32 at-bats. The 0-2. This one misses up and away. In his 19 games with the Kenosha Kingfish a couple of summers ago, a 224 hitter and 67 at-bats. He left the yard 4 times with the Kingfish. He's left the yard so far once this summer. Mabry set 1-2. This is high. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Multi-hit game for Collier the last time he played 2 days ago here at home against Myatt, and that 8-3 win went 2-for-4. He's also walked twice in the opener of that series with the Hot Tots the day prior in the 6-5 loss. The 2-2. This is up and away. Count worked full by Collier after falling behind 0-2. 5 arms used so far tonight for lacrosse. You just saw Miles Dismute face 4 hitters and work a scoreless top half of this 5th inning. Mabry's 3-2. This is away for ball 4. 6-pitch walk given out to Ian Collier, putting runners on the corners with nobody down here in the 5th. Derek Mitchell will get to hit from the right side for the first time in this ballgame. He's 0-for-1, a fly out to left field. Ended the 2nd inning off Maddox Thornton. Mitchell playing in his 42nd game of the summer, entering today 34 hits and 145 at-bats. Doing the math back home, a 234 hitter is Mitchell. Mabry set the first delivery to him. Fastball in there for a called strike. 4 homers, 38 runs driven in for Mitchell, 6 doubles. He's yet to be caught stealing, 13-for-13 out on the bases. Mabry set. Hands at the belt buckle, a pickoff move to first base, giving Collier a look prior to the 0-1. Wisconsin Rapids left Walker Buchanan's 1-out single on the bases in the top half of this inning. Rapids scoring 1 in the first and 5 in the third. The finale of this home-and-home series with the Loggers. 6 on the pitch clock, the 0-1. Hit on the ground over to second. Onati gloves, flips to second. Lopez to first in time. That is a 4-6-3 double play. Wattis in to score, 6-1. Loggers on the board for the first time tonight. 2 down in this inning. The Rafters will surely take that trade off. 2 outs for a run. Not late enough in the ballgame to feel happy about it, but in that situation, on the corners with nobody down, all right with surrendering a run if it means Mabry gets to work with an empty slate and two down. Cannon Sundgren from the right side out in left field tonight is 0-for-1. He flew out to right field, and Chris Arroyo to lead off the third inning. Maddox Thornton retired the final eight hitters he faced in this start. First pitch up and away from Mabry for ball one. Maddox working 1-2-3, third and fourth frames. Sharp tonight and stayed under 60 pitches. We'll see if part of that decision from Kurt Rider was wanting to have Maddox throw in the back-to-back doubleheaders at Moonlight Grand Field post All-Star break on Thursday and Friday in Mequon. Mabry set the 1-0. Fastball right in there for a called strike. The count evens up here. Elijah Ikez is on deck, top of the order with Matt Mura to follow. The southpaw set, Mabry with 9 on the pitch clock, brings the 1-1 home, and it misses up and away. Rafters will send top of the order to the dish in the bottom of inning number 6 when we get there. Lefty-lefty, righty, Onade, Teal, and Jorge Degatti. Mabry's 2-1 delivery home to the logger left fielder. This is outside. Count now 3 balls and a strike. Mabry to throw his 16th pitch of the inning right here. Seven on the clock. A long pause, rocks and fires. This one misses downstairs for ball four. 5-pitch walk to Sundgren. He's on the bases for the first time here tonight. See some action in the Rafter bullpen. Kyler McIntosh, who threw 4 shutout frames last night out of the bullpen, serving as the bullpen catcher today. Aja Ikez 0-for-1. He grounded out to short back in the third inning. A lefty unrighty battle here for Mabry. One stat that I mentioned on the broadcast last night that I was able to pull from the University of Hawaii's athletic website. Mura and Ikez, the 9-1 hitters in the lacrosse order, both at Hawaii, and they were the two Rainbow Warriors to play in all 53 games for their school this past spring. It's the first pitch from Mabry to Ikez, misses upstairs for ball one. To do all that and then to come here in the Northwoods League and play a lot of games for the Loggers this summer is full of grit. 1-0 pitch rolled over on the ground to third. Degatti gloves as a running throw to first in time to retire the side. Mabry faces 5 here in the fifth. The run comes in to score. Zach Wattis' leadoff double touches home plate. 1 left on for the Loggers. They're on the board for the first time in this ball game. We head to the top of inning 6 here at Copeland Park. Rafters 6, Loggers 1. A 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even...
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has 1 or 2 per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. Rafters. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
A lacrosse native enters the ballgame for the top of inning number 6 from Copeland Park. Dylan Lapick from Kentucky Wesleyan taking over his third season played in with the Loggers. Rafters lead lacrosse 6-1 on this Sunday night. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the broadcast booth on WFHR. Top of the order, do it for the Rafters. Mason Onati, Aiden Teal, and Jorge Degatti against the Southpaw. First pitch from Lapick misses up and away for ball one. The redshirt sophomore Lapick at 6'3", 7 games thrown in so far this year for the Loggers, has yet to pick up a decision in 10 and a third innings pitched. The 1-0. This is upstairs, 2 balls, no strikes on Onati. Onati 0-for-3 today, getting at bats in each of the first 3 innings. Grounded out to third in the first, flew out to right to end the second, and popped out to third base to end the third. The 2-0. Fastball missing upstairs, 3 balls, no strikes on Onati. Lapick last threw 2 innings here at home against Duluth in that 11-9 loss on the 17th. No hits allowed, an earned run on 2 walks and 3 strikeouts facing 9 Husky batters. The 3-0 here to the Rafters second baseman. Catches the top of the zone for a called strike. Lapick, the first lefty used tonight for Josh Fry. 5th total arm. Miles Dismute, 18 pitches facing 4 hitters and a scoreless top of the 5th inning. 1 hit allowed, 1 strikeout. The 3-1. On the outside corner in there for a called strike. Count worked full. Lacrosse on the board for the first time in this ballgame half an inning ago in the bottom of the 5th. Zach Wattis led it off with a double. Came in to score on the double play ball that Derek Mitchell hit into. Mac Mabry into the game, relieving Maddox Thornton. The 3-2. He got him swinging. Coming back down 3-0 is Lapick to strike out Onati. Mason 0-for-4 in the ballgame. First out retired here in the top of inning number 6. Aiden Teal has reached in all 3 of his times up today. Well, his first time up was a leisurely jog around the bases. A solo home run in the first. Hit by a pitch and scored in the third. Led off the 4th with an infield single. Another multi-hit game for Teal. And another left-down-lefty battle here. Lapick's first pitch. This is well outside for ball one. Lapick's last 2 outings have been 2+. Mentioned those 2 innings against Duluth here at home on the 17th. 10 days prior on the 7th against Rochester, 2 1/3. The 1-0 pitch misses up and away. Lapick worked in 13 games and 29 innings last summer with the Loggers, an ERA at 9.31. And in the 2022 summer, he worked in 17 games, 33 and 2/3 innings, a 5.35 ERA. The 2-0. And on the hands, Teal fouls it away down the third base side. It is Degatti on deck, Arroyo to follow. The 5-run top of the 3rd, the big spot for the Rafters in this game. They sent all 9 to the dish in that inning. The highlight to note, a 3-run homer from Trotter Boston. That's the difference maker at this point. The 2-1. This is low and away. 3 balls on the strike now on deal. The 3-1. The outside corner called a strike, count now 3-2. Still going to look to go after anything close here. Another full count for Lapick in this top of the 6th inning. The payoff pitch. And on the hands, yet again, fouled away down the left field side. That'll head out as another souvenir. Count remains 3-2 here on the Rafters center fielder. Six runs, 11 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. A run on 3 hits and an error for lacrosse. The 3-2. Rolled over on the ground, right side. Anderson will glove an underhand flip to first in time. 2-up, 2-down for Dylan Lapick here in the top of the 6th inning. Jorge Degatti reaching in 2 of his 3 plate appearances in this ballgame. Singled in the first, got on via an error from the shortstop R.J. Hamilton and scored in the third. First pitch to Degatti, in there for a called strike. Jorge's last time up, a 4-6-3 double play ball back in the fourth inning. The 0-1-2 to Gotti, not catching the zone from Lapik. Count now a ball and a strike. Count evening. Jorge looking to get this Rafter offense started with two away. The 1-1 to the Nova Southeastern product. Line foul down the first base side. Degatti, a returning Rafter, led the team in average a summer ago. We'll be making the trek to Mankato tomorrow for the All-Star festivities. Through 40 games this season, a .295 hitter is Degatti. The 1-2. This is low and away. Count evens. Two balls, two strikes. Degatti's two long balls have come away from Witter this season. His first here at Copeland Park on June 10th. Pardon me. He homered a week ago today at Kalamazoo from Homer Stryker Field. 2-2 pitch fouled back by Degatti. We'll do it again. Jorge, a singles machine. Just eight doubles in his two seasons with the Rafters, four in each campaign. 30 combined RBIs across two summers. Just always finding his way on base. Numbers are pretty similar. Playing at 39 games last summer, 40 so far this season. Last summer, a 401 on base percentage compared to his 404 OBP this summer. Last summer, slugged 382, 363 so far this year, and his OPS at 783 last summer compared to a 768 OPS so far this summer. As the 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. A 1-2-3 top of the sixth for Dylan Lapik. We head to the home half here at Copeland Park to the plate for lacrosse. The top of the order, Matt Mura, RJ Hamilton, and Case Sanderson right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Plover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom six here in lacrosse. J.C. Dermody enters the fray for your Rafters. Wisconsin Rapids leading the Loggers 6-1. Six runs, 11 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. A run on three hits and an error for lacrosse. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here on WFHR for the 52nd time this season. Mac Mabry gets one inning of work out of the Rafters stable. He throws 18 pitches, allows a hit, an earned run with two walks and no strikeouts. Top of the order due up for lacrosse against Dermody, the right-handed hitting center fielder Matt Mura into the box. Dermody from Council Bluffs, Iowa, First pitch to Mura on the outside corner is in there for a strike. Two outings so far for JC, six innings pitched, a 6 ERA, and a 2 whip. Last worked three scoreless at Battle Creek in the 8-2 victory from MCCU Field Tuesday night. The 0-1. And on the hands, blooped shallow right field. Onati drawing back, coming in. Arroyo, it's going to drop down between the two of them for a leadoff single. Mura, a two-hit game, gives the Loggers a base runner to begin this frame. Rafter fans, this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, for more information, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. RJ Hamilton, 1-for-2 in the ballgame, a single back in the first inning. For the right-handed hitting shortstop, taking a called strike there from Dermody. Last time up, Hamilton led off the fourth with a ground out to Jorge Degatti over at first base. One hit allowed for Dermody in that aforementioned outing against Battle Creek. He walked three and struck out two, facing 12 Battle Jack hitters. Dermody looks to first, and that's where he'll go prior to the 0-1. The left-hander made his Rafter debut at Capital Credit Union Park on July 9th in relief of Houston High, who was also making his team debut. That evening in Ashwaubenon, Dermody allowed eight hits in three innings, four earned runs, no walks, two punch-outs, facing 17 hitters, but the line doesn't tell the whole story. The 0-1 misses downstairs. Dermody was sharp out of the gate. There's a couple of long balls that got to the southpaw that inflated his numbers as so. One ball, one strike, the count on Hamilton. Dermody into the ball game with the Rafters leading by 5, the 1-1. A chopper foul, dribbling down the third baseline, count now 1-2. Across the Northwoods League scoreboard we go. A lot of finals already here today on the softball side of things. Madison in six innings over Minot on the road. The Nightmares defeating the Honeybees 18-4. As Dermody ready to come set here for this 1-2. Backstep off the mound, a pickoff move to first, not in time. The two Michigan teams that Wisconsin Rapids took on a week ago from Homer Stryker Field, the Kalamazoo Growlers defeating the Battle Creek Battle Jacks 11-1. Patrick Straub, the win. Rafter saw him a week ago. Aiden Sheets getting the loss for the Battle Jacks. 1-2, runner takes off, check swing, foul back by Hamilton. Madison defeating Kokomo from Warner Park. 10-5, the final score there. Liam McKillop getting the win out of the bullpen. Connor Throneberry getting the loss. Green Bay and Fond du Lac doing battle. A couple of Great Lakes West foes out in Ashwaubenon from Capital Credit Union Park. Rockers 9, Dock Spiders 5. Caleb Rutter getting the win. Amar Tesang, the right-hander from Northwestern, picking up the loss. The 1-2. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Hamilton down on strikes. That is the first out in the bottom half of the sixth. Another Great Lakes West battle from Athletic Park. The Wausau Woodchucks defeating the Lakeshore Chinooks by 9 runs. 15-6 the score. David Morrissey, the southpaw, out of the stable for Corey Thompson, collecting the victory. Connor Brooks the loss. Lefty on lefty battle. Case Sanderson into the box. He'll have to wait for the first pitch from Dermody as a pickoff move is made over to first. Royal Oak getting a win on the road at Simmons Field. The Leprechauns defeating the Kingfish 4-3. Riley Peterson the loss for Kenosha. 0-2 on the season now, and 5-1 for T.J. McAllister, Jr. Runner picked off first. The pickoff attempt from Dermody to first base. And Schaefer's throw down to second. Tag applied by Lopez, but it's not in time. Mura in there safely, avoiding getting hung up between first and second. Now a runner at scoring position with one away for lacrosse in the home half of the sixth. Still have yet to see a pitch thrown from J.C. Dermody to Case Sanderson. Sanderson 0-2 in the ballgame. Happy to see Maddox Thornton out of the game. Struck out against Maddox in the first and fourth innings. Runner on second, Lopez the shortstop working in and out behind Mura. The first delivery to Sanderson. Fastball in there for a called strike. Tight ball game in Minnesota. The Duluth Huskies at home picking up a 7-6 win over the Eau Claire Express. Current ball game going on at Joe Faber Field, home of the St. Cloud Rocks. Rocks leading the Minot Hot Tots 8-2. 8 runs on 7 hits and an error for St. Cloud. 2 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors for Minot. A 1 pitch hit in the air left field. Buchanan coming in on it in shallow ground. And he covers quite a bit of ground out there in left field to make the grab. 2 down here in the sixth. Bottom 7 on ESPN Plus from Bill Taunton Stadium, home of the Wilmar Stingers. First half champions over in the Great Plains West. They trail the Bismarck Larks 6-2. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the 5-14 Larks. Two runs on four hits and no errors for the 13-7 Stingers. Luke Anderson, 0-for-2 in the ballgame, a ground out to second base back in the first, fly out to center field in the fourth. First pitch missing for ball one. Ball game yet to start in Iowa, a delay between the Minnesota Mud Puppies and the Waterloo Bucks. Top seven, another ESPN Plus ball game from Mayo Field. Rochester Honkers looking to snap their losing streak. They lead the Thunder Bay Border Cats 8-7. Runner takes off on the 1-0. This one in there for a called strike. Casso's throw down is not in time. Gabe never really had a chance. No slide step there from Dermody. Allows for an easy stolen base from Matt Mura. Potential second run in the ballgame for lacrosse just 90 feet away.